I'm Brian Turner with 88.1 MyFM today. I'm very happy to be speaking with Rose Greeter. Rose is the Executive Director of the Perth Chamber of Commerce, and we've got a major event coming up this month we want to talk about. Tell us all about this event.
Yes, certainly. Good morning, Brian. It's great to be here. And I am happy to be discussing the Perth and District Chamber of Commerce Business Achievement Awards Soiree this year for the 2025 edition. And it's going to be quite a wonderful time to celebrate and recognize our businesses.
And what can the public expect? How's this event going to be different from previous years?
Great question. This year, we have a different format for the event. So, the first part will take place at the Crystal Palace, and we will have six vendors providing delicious food, and we will have refreshments provided by the Perth Brewery and Top Shelf Distillers. We'll also have a live band, River City Junction. So there will be lots happening. We'll have photo booth areas for people to take snazzy photos. And the theme this year is the Academy Awards or Oscars style. So we'll have some red carpets. And then we're going to take this celebration over to the Studio Theatre, Perth, for the awards portion of the ceremony. And that's where we will recognize the hard efforts and hard work and achievements of our local businesses. So we're very excited.
Why should the public support or be interested in these types of events and the chamber in particular?
Another excellent question, Brian. Thanks. The Chamber of Commerce, in many ways, is the heartbeat that helps support certain businesses to get involved in community events and to help promote different features monthly. So, for instance, each business may have a certain event they wish to promote, and it's often wonderful when the community knows because through word of mouth, through participation in some capacity, or even just attending these events, it builds on the spirit of community. And it's important to reinvest in local businesses. Perth and District really thrives on the support of community members participating and public support. And I think it's really critical for those within the community to show pride and support for friends and family members and their friendly neighbors, even if they're acquaintances with the shop owners. It's likely that even a conversation with a shop owner could change somebody's day. And so there's a cyclical nature or reciprocity to supporting the Chamber of Commerce and businesses locally within the community.
And if people want to attend, the tickets I see on your website are $65 a person.
Yes, that's correct, Brian. In previous years, ticket prices had been a little bit higher, so we were cognizant of that. And in terms of trying to make it more accessible financially, we wanted to be considerate of those prices. And those ticket prices include the access to the Crystal Palace portion and the Studio Theatre, and it would include coverage of the food. So that's really exciting in terms of some changes that we're putting through this year. And we do encourage people to dress for the event, so semi-formal or formal, and to feel a sense of excitement. This is a time to celebrate and again recognize the hard work and efforts and achievements that our business owners and their staff have seen at this point in time.
The website has a lot of detail on the event, and that is perthchamber.com. And you've got this scheduled for October 23rd.
That is correct, Brian. October 23rd, the event starts at the Crystal Palace at 5:30 p.m. and it will go until 7:30 p.m. at the Crystal Palace. And this is a great opportunity for businesses affiliated with the Chamber of Commerce and non-chamber members and people in the community to come together to have fun and to network, get to know each other, communicate, have fun, have some laughs, and just enjoy themselves. And then the second part of the evening takes place at the Studio Perth Theatre from 7:30 p.m. until 10 p.m.
So a full evening, great opportunities, and we hope to see everyone out for the 2025 Business Achievement Awards soiree.